Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. On the broadcast today, the mayor of Henderson, Michelle Romero, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Gear up for the 105th Reno Rodeo at the Double R Marketplace and experience the biggest little shopping adventure in the West. With over 100 vendors, you'll find everything from Western attire to home decor to tasty treats. Open every day during the Reno Rodeo at the Livestock Event Center Indoor Arena in South Exhibit Hall. The Double R Marketplace, Thursday, June 20th through Saturday, June 29th. Plus, shop online anytime at renorodeo.com for Reno Rodeo merchandise.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We are always delighted to welcome back to the program Michelle Romero. She is the mayor of Henderson. Welcome. Second largest city in Nevada.
Yes.
Reno is not happy about this.
Well, they're
we're trying to
have
pump
to deal
up
with
the birth
it.
Rate, but we can only do so much. So I've got a goofy question for you.
Okay.
Because you're not involved in this, because you're the mayor of Henderson. But, you know, we've got the mayoral race going on for Las Vegas, for the city of Las Vegas. And my question for you is, what would you want to see in a mayor? What does it take to be a good mayor?
I think it takes somebody who is willing to listen, willing to work regionally with other mayors. The ones that we have in place now, we meet regularly. We're always discussing ideas for how we can help one another, what things that we can focus on that are common issues, how we can advocate for those issues. And so it needs to be somebody who can get along and can communicate, work well with others and with other entities, and put the best foot forward for Las Vegas.
All right, so let me ask you this. You know, from an observer point of view, and I don't live in Las Vegas, I live in Reno, but I do study what goes on in Las Vegas constantly, and it would strike me that the most important issues are the Badlands lawsuits, where potentially that could bankrupt the city of Las Vegas, $1 billion potentially, and not looking good, the homeless situation. And yet as I talk to people, that doesn't seem to be what's on their mind. People are talking to me about safety, number one issue, safety. Number two issue, roads. Is that the perspective you see as mayor, that when people talk to you, those are the kind of things?
I would have said the top three issues are public safety, traffic, and education.
Really?
Always.
So let's hit the third one first. In terms of education, what do people want to see?
In Henderson, they want to see their own school district. Barring that, they want to see anything that allows the most choice possible, and which is why we've just submitted for our charter authority application so that Henderson can become its own charter authority.
Okay, right now, of course, Clark County School District is the fifth largest district in the country.
Yes.
But we've seen incredible problems there. I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling. I'm waiting for the movie to come out because I think it would be a big hit because it would be the best soap opera ever. But how difficult will it be for Henderson to be able to establish its own school district? Is it a 10-year project?
Well, it's something that has to come from the state. The state has to make that decision, and until they do, there's not much we can do about it. So this way, becoming our own charter authority kind of takes a bite at the apple at creating opportunities through the charter school program.
Okay, so is this the legislature or the governor?
The legislature.
Okay, so you start there. All right, well, that brings us to election cycle. It's fascinating to watch what's going on in our country. And as we tape this, the latest polls are showing Donald Trump with a 12 to 13 point advantage in Nevada. It's not shocking or surprising, but what this could mean for down ticket is huge. If you remember back to 2014, we saw a lot of Republicans who nobody ever thought would get elected in office. What are your thoughts on where we are and what can end up happening?
I think people are ready for a significant change. There are young families that are struggling to buy groceries. Nothing else has changed in their lives. Mortgage hasn't changed. Jobs haven't changed. And yet their amount of disposable income has completely disappeared and then gone backwards. And so I think they blame the government for that a lot. And we need to recognize that. People who are running for office need to recognize that. They need to listen to what the people are saying are the most important issues. I think they go in with a preconceived notion, like you just said, thinking it's one thing, when in actuality they want to be able to feed their kids and pay the mortgage. And so I think it could have significant impacts on all the ticket.
Well, it's interesting because I remember about probably 4, maybe even 5 years ago, I interviewed Senator Reid after he had retired, and he said to me, we have reached the tipping point with the budget and, you know, and the debt, really, more than the budget. And I said, but I've been hearing this for years and we really haven't seen the effects. But now we really are seeing the effects. And equal blame. I mean, Republicans and Democrats have been spending money like drunken sailors. And it's amazing to me. I mean, you know, the complaint is always, you know, we send you to Washington, why don't we get more money back from Washington? And one of the answers was because we don't contribute the equal shares that the state is supposed to contribute. But at this point in time, when all this money is coming back here, it's our money that is going to be paying this debt that is increasing exponentially. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I completely agree. I just from the most common basic sense point of view, you can't spend more than you earn. And so if our government would actually put that into practice, we'd be in a lot different situation, but they haven't. They have overspent for years and years and years and years, and it has left us where our grandchildren and our grandchildren's children will be paying the price for the decisions that have been made sometimes decades ago.
Right, but going back to your point earlier, the reason that your citizens are having problems buying groceries is exactly this. I mean, you know, the inflation is incredible, and it was only a couple of days ago, again as we're taping this, that the Fed said that we're not sure that we're going to have inflation under control.
I saw that.
So this is not going to get better anytime soon.
It's not. It's going to take drastic changes at the federal level and then trickle down to the municipalities. I mean, from our perspective, Henderson is very, very conservative with their budget. We always have a rainy day fund. We always balance the budget. We never go into their red.
And you have to, right?
We have to.
That's legal.
We have to. And that should be the case all the way back up. And it isn't. And it's causing problems that are almost insurmountable at this point.
Well, the problem is going to be resolved by inflation because you just inflate it to the point where the money becomes worthless.
Right.
So if you thought you could retire with $100,000, then you better think $200,000.
Correct.
So do you ever look at that and think to yourself, you know, I'm going to have an aging population. How am I going to accommodate them when they run out of money?
we do have an aging population already. Henderson right. has a huge retirement community, and it is something that we're concerned about all the time. We're continually looking at things like affordable housing. And I'm not talking about low-income housing. I'm talking about affordable for seniors, for young families, for young professionals, for anybody who is not making in the, you know, six-digit figure. It is difficult. In the high six figures, it's difficult to even purchase a house at this point. And so we're always looking at how can we feed our seniors. We have a really robust Meals on Wheels program at the city that helps identify those seniors that maybe don't have somebody taking care of them or aren't able to get out of their home. It is very, very robust, and we have people that are out checking on those seniors every day. We try to think of everything that we can possibly think of that we can help with to make sure that at least there's a point of contact for them, so that if they have an issue, they know they can call us and we can point them in the right direction. But it's going to take much more than that, and it's going to take every level.
Well, and of course, one of the biggest issues in terms of affordability for housing in Nevada is land.
Correct.
And the lands bills.
Correct.
And they appear to be going nowhere. And most of the problem appears to be political back in D.C. rather than here in Nevada.
Right.
Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel? Because at this point, I certainly don't see it for the rest of this year. And I'm kind of doubtful, because neither side wants to give the other a win.
Correct. I think it's gone to the point where it's my side or your side, and it's not what's best for the country, not what's best for the people. It's just we're going to dig in and make our stance. And we have talked to our federal delegation. We've talked amongst each other to see what the best strategy would be. Is it better to break up the lands bill into pieces so that our piece is different than maybe the Clark County piece? And if needed, that's the route we'll go eventually. We'd like to see it go through. We'd like to them to be able to work it out, and whatever is holding it up to overcome that hurdle. If not, we're going to have to approach it from a completely different stance.
Yeah, because there was a point a year or so ago where there looked like there was going to be a lands bill for Southern
yes.
Nevada, and it got blown up because it was considered not enough.
Correct.
So wouldn't it have been better to take what you can and then work on getting more?
That was not a Henderson decision. That,
right.
From my perspective, yes, it would have been, but yeah, I wasn't in some of those conversations.
Where are the housing prices going right now in Henderson? Are they increasing?
They're increasing. They're continuing to increase, and our supply is we're building as fast as we possibly can to accommodate the shortfall we have in homes, but they can only build so fast, and it's getting more expensive to build as well. So it's just a never-ending cycle of problems that are leading to more problems and leading to homelessness for some people. And so we are working on ways. We've partnered with the federal delegation and SNPLMA to provide land.
The Lands Act.
Correct, to provide land at a reduced cost so that can be passed on to the eventual buyer. We're working with developers on new ideas for attainable housing. We're looking at everything we possibly can. We've created a committee that is for housing so that they can look across the world and see what best practices are and bring back ideas to us for how we can tackle this issue. It is a humongous issue. It's not just a Henderson issue, but we're trying to at least address our piece of it.
You know, one of the issues, of course, is that you have a lot of people from California escaping California to come to Nevada. They have excess cash so they can buy homes and still have money left over.
Right.
But there's always the situation of in any community where you have natural growth. People have families.
Right.
They want the kids, the grandkids to still be able to live here, but they can't afford to live. I've got a situation in my family where the young man moved in with his parents and lived there for the last few years to be able to save up the money for a down payment, the old-fashioned way.
Same situation. I'm in the exact same situation, and they have to save a ridiculous amount of money to even maybe be able to get into a home, and that leaves so little for anything else. And even with the huge down payment, with the interest rates now, the monthly payment on a house is still so astronomical that it is extraordinarily difficult for young people to even have an option for purchasing a home at this point.
And yet the irony here is that interest rates have been at zero for so long, and that has really abused senior citizens and savers because they would get no interest on the money that they had accrued over the years. And so a 5%, even a 6% interest rate is good for them. They at least can put money into a CD, something right. safe, and get a return. But everybody's gotten so used to these low interest rates, people don't want to sell their homes because they don't want to give up the interest rate they have.
That is exactly right. It makes a difference of hundreds of dollars a month from just a small bump in the interest rate, and people right now can't afford that $100.
It's also interesting on the other side of this to see, obviously there's been a massive push over the last several years to get the minimum wages pushed up. And then people are surprised when they go to McDonald's and the price of their cheeseburger has gone up significantly
right.
because they have to accommodate the increase in price.
Exactly. How can a business be sustainable when it's a small business, especially paying those kind of wages when they don't make that kind of income? It's impossible. It's an impossible scenario for the small business, for large businesses to some extent, and for people. It goes back to that cycle where you're not making enough, you can't afford to purchase groceries or a home or gasoline. And you pay, or they pay you more, but then they have to charge more for everything else, and you're in the same situation because you're paying more for goods and services.
It's amazing. We all passed on economics at school, but then as you grow up and you live, suddenly you learn how economics works.
That's exactly right.
Kind of interesting,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You brought up the homeless, and really, I can't recall reading a story about homeless in Henderson. How big of a situation is it?
It's a growing situation. We in the past haven't had too much of an issue with people experiencing homelessness, but it's growing again. A lot of people coming from California. We have had impacts to businesses. We've had impacts to just the social environment, especially in our downtown area. But it's in other parts of the city as well. And so we have created a crisis intervention team that addresses mental health issues. It will go out and help people where they are. It'll direct them to whatever services they may need, and then it will do follow-up casework for them so that they make sure that the people are getting the services they need to get back on their feet and get back into society the way they should be. We also have a homelessness outreach team that, again, goes out to the people where they are, offers them services. We have already, just this year, housed more than 100 people in Henderson just from that service. At the same time, they were creating issues for businesses where they would block the entrance to the business or camp out. So we also created a no camping ordinance. And we have no camping ordinances for any public right-of-way in the city of Henderson so that we can kind of have a carrot and stick situation where we are doing our best to help the people who need the help the most, but also we're recognizing the issues that businesses are having and addressing their issues as well.
And yeah, and if you travel to California, to any of the cities that are having these huge homeless problems, we don't want that in Nevada.
No.
I mean, we have to fix it before it gets there. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with the mayor of Henderson, Michelle Romero, after this timeout.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michelle Romero. She is the mayor of Henderson, Nevada's second largest city. Darn it. No, no, I'm teasing about that. I wanted to talk to you about the Raiders and
yes.
them taking their training ground to California. What's that all about?
Well, I mean, it's just their training camp for the summer. Many, many other NFL teams go out of state for their training camp. It gives them an opportunity to bond together and kind of be away from everything, families, responsibilities, and just focus on football. It also gets them out of the heat for a little bit. Their headquarters is still located in Henderson and will continue to be. Their operations are still continuing. It's just the camp that's going to California for the summer.
No lost revenue for Henderson on this?
No.
So you're okay with it?
I'm fine with it.
All right. Let's talk about Formula One. Obviously, huge effect on the Strip and businesses around there. You get the luxury of being able to look from afar, but you're also involved with the Convention Authority.
Yes.
What's the thinking at this point in time about what to do for year two?
To do a much better job of involving the community and getting the community excited about the race. I think we've seen the NFL and what they were able to do with community involvement and the difference they made. And I think F1 has the same ability to do that, but they have to get involved now. And I think they've hired some good people that are meant to do exactly that. But it's coming up fast and furiously. They're going to have to address these issues first, primarily with some of the businesses that are most affected. And I think they've reached out to some of them. They've offered them some really good alternatives. I don't know what the outcome of that has been yet, but they are talking to them and at least making an effort to try to make the situation better.
Yeah, and Betsy Fretwell was a great hire, and then Lori Nelson just
yes.
announced at the board meeting yesterday that she is going on. We'll talk more about that with Rick Velotta, who's coming in here in a few minutes. But yeah, I think that for even businesses out of Reno that have attempted to get into the Las Vegas market just don't understand that you can't just come in with money and buy your way in.
Right.
You have to be, it's a real community in Southern Nevada.
That's
it
right.
It has churches and synagogues and Lions clubs and all the rest, and you and schools, and you've got to be involved in all of it.
Yeah.
So, but I think that they're bringing in the right people that will be able
I agree.
To let them
I
know
agree.
This is what you should do. Okay, let's yes. take another break. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes. We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michelle Romero, the mayor of Henderson. So how do you see growth continuing? Is it going to continue at the rate it has been? The builders back in business to the point where it's where it was pre-COVID?
I think we're pretty close to pre-COVID. We have a very steady 1.6% growth rate right now, which we love. That's sustainable, it's healthy, and it's not so fast that we're not able to control what's happening. We purposefully want to keep it that way. We are very intentional about who we recruit in. You talked earlier about making sure that the companies that come in recognize that we're a community. We do that. When we were specifically recruiting a business, we want to know what they're going to bring to Henderson, how they're going to be involved, what they're going to do to integrate themselves into the fabric of the community. And I think that's critically important. And we don't want to overgrow. We want to make sure that we are managing traffic, that we are managing how people move through our cities, not just Henderson, but into the other municipalities. And we want to do it in a responsible manner.
By the way, good luck with that.
Yes.
To say the least.
Yes.
One of the biggest issues. I thank you so much for doing this. We always love seeing you. Please come back soon.
Thank you.
You're always welcome. And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We'll see you.